Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, baby. Good morning. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We are tick, 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 2 hours away from the big announcement. Holy moly, everybody. I'll say this, that I believe it was Eddie who took our punk rock producer, Mike D, out to lunch. Did you take him out to lunch?
No, I did not.
What happened?
I should, though.
We all went out, like, being the girls.
Oh, the girls tried to trick you into giving you the secret.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Eddie. I thought it was Eddie.
All the girls took you out?
Yeah.
So Mike D knows the secret. Lunchbox knows the secret. But they tried to get it out of you. What did they say?
Yeah, they were grilling me, like, who's it going to affect and all this stuff.
And did you tell anything?
Not a thing.
Come on. Your weakness is girls.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. I told them all.
Yeah, he's like, they all know. Mike D's had some struggles with his dating life recently. How's that going at all?
I got nothing.
Nothing? No dates?
Oh,
no.
Man.
Nothing.
I did see him post something.
When
the girl you like refers to you as your friend, and it had this like sad emoji.
Yeah, these subtweets are a little much.
Yeah, man, you're bringing me down with those tweets, dude.
You're supposed to be punk rock. You look punk rock. Everything about you, wear a leather jacket, and Ramones t-shirt, his hair all punk rock.
All that love's supposed to roll off your back.
I thought the gift was funny, though.
Yeah, I get it.
It was funny.
Make fun of things that hurt. Mm-hmm. That's what I do all the time.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? What's no girls at all?
No, I'm still like on the app and stuff, but
nothing. On Bumble?
Yeah.
What's Hinge?
I don't know.
People are on Hinge? What's Hinge?
it's for people of the same sex that want to.
I thought that was Grindr.
I think that is. I don't know. Again, I don't even know Bumble. I've never been on Bumble.
No, you're right. It is Grindr. Hinge is for serious relationships.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference. There
okay, okay.
Oh, I thought they were all for serious.
Oh, I thought they were all young.
Now, Tinder's the opposite of him. They're just so many. I'm on none of them. And Mike D, which ones are you on?
Just Bumble.
And so girls have to pick you, right?
Yeah.
And they're not?
I mean, I've had a couple like messages back and forth, but nothing.
Are you not good at the funny text?
No, not really.
Oh, man.
Well, you're good at the funny tweet. I mean,
yeah,
when
do
the
a GIF. You're good at GIFs.
Yeah, I should just do GIFs.
Well, Mike D knows the big secret. It's coming up in 2 hours. I do think it's going to be something everybody texts everybody else about. Not on the show, like listeners. I think you'll go, oh, and you'll text people.
Well, I might text people too, because I don't know.
Well, it'll affect your life, so.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Let me give a big ICU to Phoenix's Department of Public Safety. They briefly shut down lanes on the interstate to rescue two dogs that were running around on the freeway. I'm talking about they had to shut down the interstate, which is hard to do. Because I watch those police chases, and they got to get way ahead with those spikes. Yeah. After a chase of the dogs, they were able to catch them uninjured and get them to a local shelter. Still no word on the dog's owners or where the dogs came from. And if no owner comes forward, they have people waiting to adopt the dogs. So shout out to the Phoenix Department of Public Safety for shutting down the highway, man. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Tim McGraw collapsed at a show in Ireland last night. A rep says he's doing fine. He was just dehydrated. In other news, Toys R Us is most likely going to start closing all their stores. You're going to start to see them close as early as next week. Hundreds of people are going to be out of jobs around the country. And finally, March Madness is here. The brackets are out. Games get underway tomorrow.
Lots of things today. One, I guess bracket times now.
Yeah, brackets are out.
So you have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance of filling out a perfect bracket. Now, just to lay that out, there's million, there's billion, there's trillion, there's quadrillion, and then there's quintillion. So you have a 1 in 9.2 quintillion chance to fill out a perfect bracket. So when this competition goes, hey, we'll give you $1 million if you hit the perfect bracket, just know that you have to win the lottery 4 or 5 times, and that's the same odds as this.
Wow.
So, but brackets are out. Teams are out. I'm excited. Arkansas's in. Lunchbox has got Kansas in.
Yeah.
That happened. The iHeartRadio Music Awards were last night. American Idol was on last night.
There was a lot.
The helicopter crash. There was the Taurus helicopter that went down.
Yeah.
Crazy. The OJ show was last night, which I didn't even want to spend any time on watching because it was exactly what I thought it was. Meaning it was just him going, yeah, I did it, and talking. And the only reason, it was old too. They just haven't played it yet. And it was Fox's stunt up against Idol, because Idol's on ABC now.
Oh.
So they were trying to stunt big time to keep people from going over to Idol. But my whole thing was, and I did a podcast from my house last night where I was talking about this, is that there's no need to stunt really for these viewers because nobody watches stuff live anyway. I watched the iHeartRadio Music Awards live, and then I watched American Idol on DVR. So even if it was torn, I would just go, okay, I'll record this one and watch the other one after that. The days of not being able to record a TV show are pretty much done for most people.
Yeah, most people have DVR or whatever system you use. I flip back and forth between the iHeart Awards and Idol. I didn't know anything about the OJ thing.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, and but just barely, because I said I don't want anyone even caring about this. It's an old, they call it unearthed interview from when he wrote that book, If I Did It. And he said the only reason that he didn't just say I did it was so he had deniability with his kids. But he was saying all kinds of stuff, and he'd slip out a third. And I didn't watch it, but I watched clips of it this morning, which I guess is the same thing. But yeah, there's a lot. Well, Tim McGraw passed out at the show. Ray mentioned that in the news. Right in the middle of a show, Tim McGraw passes out in Ireland.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's
what
a lot.
What a weekend.
And not even just that. Today, an hour and 38 minutes. Big announcement. Woohoo! I'm going to announce the crap out of something, baby. Oh. Brace yourselves.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
So if you listen at this time, hopefully you're now trained to know that at this time, we give you positivity. In a segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox.
Matt is a high school teacher in New Jersey, and one of his classes has a special place in his heart. The way they've worked so hard all year, he wanted to do something special. He wanted to get him tickets to a 76ers game. So he started a GoFundMe page to raise money. The 76ers found out, and they gave him a suite for his whole class to come to a game.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Man, that kind of gave me goosebumps a little bit. I love when teams do stuff like that for no reason.
It's pretty cool.
And for somebody who just was like doing what he does.
Yeah, a teacher, he said they've been working hard and they all get along.
Yeah,
so trust the process and you're going to hear some.
Okay, Joel and Babe, trust the process.
What is that?
Don't worry. It's a sports thing.
Okay.
Okay. Amy?
An Army corporal and a paramedic are being praised because they walked almost 4 miles in a storm to take a sick child to the hospital. They've been called to the home. They were going to take the child to the hospital in a car, but then the two routes to get there, the storm, it was they couldn't drive on them, so they walked 4 miles. Amazing. Shout out.
Did you see the story? This reminds me. It's not the story I have in front of me, but I'll just do this one. Where the kid wrecked his car when he was delivering pizza.
And then what?
No. And then he walked a mile to deliver the pizza anyway.
No, he
didn't.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Car
dedication.
Yeah,
that's,
so what's funny, there's a kid.
It's sort of like this, but a little different.
Well, that's what reminded me of it. The kid was driving his car, and there was a kid up in a house who saw the wreck. And so he starts shooting with his phone laughing. But you see the kid get the pizzas and walk him down the road. He's going to deliver the pizzas anyway.
That's no different than a doctor trying to get to his patient in the snow. It's pizza, man. It's his job.
They carried a sick child to the hospital 4 miles in a snowstorm.
Yeah, what if these people hadn't eaten in days and they got their pizza?
I'm not comparing them. I'm just saying I saw it on Reddit.
Like, that's a good work ethic. Yeah. Like, that kid should get a raise. He's going places in life.
That's cool.
It's sort of like when I worked at Jason's Deli.
Oh, boy, here we go. It's always that one. But I did. Yeah, go ahead.
And I was taking a big order into an office, and I dropped the potato salad, and I just scraped it back on the tray because they had to eat.
So, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
You dropped it on the floor.
Yeah.
You scraped it back into the bowl.
You know, it was on a big platter. Okay. And so you got to.
But it actually touched the floor. The wet stuff. And so you scraped it back on the platter and just served it?
And gave it to him, yeah. I had to make it. Because it was all the way downtown, so it was like a 25-minute drive. So I'd had to drive 25 minutes back, 25 minutes back to the office. They would have been a terrible tip, and I'd have got no more deliveries for the day.
And they wouldn't have gotten to eat their potato salad.
Yeah,
because lunch would have been over, because they would have had the sandwiches, and the potato salad would come back. And
what was the floor? Wait, did the floor have hair on it?
It was carpeting.
It was carpet.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that gross. Worries me about.
And that's Tell Me Something Good, everybody.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I mean, I woke up this morning, it was snowing outside. I don't know how it's doing where you are, but I woke up and there was snow over my car. I was like, it is March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a little talk with Jesus. I said, Jesus.
Oh.
It's March 12th.
What'd he say?
Nothing yet.
Oh.
But I couldn't believe there was an inch of snow on my car. And then Amy comes in this morning and is like, well, school's delayed.
2 hours.
They called you last night?
At about 10. And I remember thinking, ugh, because I was already asleep. Who is calling me at 10:30 at night? And then I just went back to sleep.
Oh, you didn't answer?
No, I didn't answer. But it was the voice recorder for Metro Schools here saying that schools are going to be on a 2-hour delay. And so, yeah, kids won't start school today till 10.
I wonder what it's like for them. Now, they've been here for maybe almost 3 months now.
Yeah.
They came from Haiti where there's not weather. Mm-hmm. It's just hot all the time. They were at an orphanage, and most of the day they spent it outside in the heat.
Yeah.
And they come to Nashville, where we are, and it's snowing in March.
Yeah, they're going to be there. I think they're going to really thrive when the sun comes out and it's hot. I think we're going to have different children.
Is it weird for them to see snow, or is the whole thing just so weird
it's
only a part
of it?
It's
not weird, and they're not as excited or into it as I thought they would be, because I thought it would be like, oh, this crazy thing, like snow. And they are just not, they're like, I'm going inside, I'm cold, I'm not into it,
me
I don't want to play in it. And but I'm excited for them to just be able to come out of their shell a little bit. We went to the sauna at the Y to get a little taste of Haiti.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we called it.
That's where they come out. They're like, ah.
Yeah, because we went swimming and there's a little sauna in there and kids aren't really allowed. But I looked around, no one was looking. And I was like, hey, kids, taste of Haiti. Let's go inside. And they're like, oh, this is amazing.
They're like, oh, normal. Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nevada. A man was a little late on his rent and the landlord came and said, hey, I need that money. He goes, I'll get it to you tomorrow. I'll go rob a bank today. So that day he went and robbed a bank and the landlord saw it on the news.
Oh, wow.
And they put a description on it. He's like, man, that really could be my tenant. And the tenant came with the cash. He called police and the guy was arrested.
Wow.
I mean, he told him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He did give him a heads up how he was going to get the money. Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
So March Madness is kind of here. Tournament starts this weekend. And so Warren Buffett has this competition at his workplace where if you predict the perfect bracket, you win all this money. But not even that. It's whomever predicts the most perfect bracket, lasts the longest, wins $1 million.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, he gives away $1 million anyway. So if you work for Berkshire Hathaway, you get in, somebody gets $1 million.
So you just have the best bracket
the
of
most
your
perfect
company.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you get to the Sweet 16 and you're perfect, you get $1 million every year for life.
Is this for real?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Has he always done this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care, every year, next year if you tell me this story, I'm gonna be surprised again. I can't believe it.
And a lot of places will go, if you get a perfect bracket, you win $1 million, but the odds are like one quintillion to do that. But what he does, but again, he's the world's richest man. This is like
again,
20 bucks
to
him.
Yeah.
But still, it's cool. He says, whomever goes the furthest and gets the most games in order, perfect, wins $1 million straight up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now, so there's going to be a winner.
Yeah, somebody gets $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that here.
I would totally be willing to do it like a competition where we all put in money, except for the last place person has to do something stupid.
Oh!
Like that's the, because everyone's like, let's do a, I'm not interested. There's enough NCAA brackets around here just to get in and, you know, get your fix up. That was fun.
Yeah.
But if we all did it, but the last place person had to do something completely ridiculous, I would be into it. And everybody puts in 20 bucks, and if you finish dead last, you have to, you know, something like shave an eyebrow or something.
I like it.
And that's not the thing, but just...
Woo!
I like it.
Okay.
Stew on that for a bit. Because we don't have to do it till Thursday.
Okay.
But just stew on that. I was watching American Idol last night, and I feel like I have this secret that America doesn't know, and it's that I know who makes it to the top 24 because I'm the mentor. And so, as
yeah,
I'm,
that's
it's,
true.
It's kind of crazy.
That's a weird feeling, I bet.
It's weird. So, if you're new to the show, this season on American Idol, when they get to the top 24, I mentor. I haven't seen any of it yet. No, they haven't shown me anything. But I mentor all 24 of the top 24. So, as I'm watching last night, and I can't say who or what, but I go, oh, ooh. And so I know. Like, who makes it? It's pretty funny. Never felt so inside of my life of a secret that I wasn't keeping myself.
So, like, if you were to accidentally, like, tweet something.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably get in trouble and sued.
I'm wondering what the fine or the...
Yeah, I mean, I sign paperwork. That's why I have to be careful sometimes of even talking too much about it because something will slip. But, yeah, I mean, I know who makes it to the top 12.
That's stressful, man.
Yeah, and I can't say anything. Too much right I know. Now.
That's so weird.
I can't say anything. So I watched the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and then I watched Idol on DVR, and I thought they were both good. I don't know. Did you guys watch Idol at all?
I watched CNN. Idol all 2 hours.
Think it was good?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Better than you thought it was going to be?
Better than I thought it was going to be. And the backstories, like, they just straight up told you backstories on every person trying out, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, they didn't do 40 people last night. They did 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And although they didn't have anybody bad, they had people that were weird. Like this Kobe girl who was singing, she thought she was really good. And she there was something to her.
Come
like, I'm playing that.
I mean, it sounds and that,
right,
okay.
Right.
It's not bad.
She's not missing something where it seems like they're bullying a contestant.
Right.
And then they go, Katie's like, what in the world? Because we wouldn't listen to that. Like, that's not a song.
Well, I mean, with a little bit of coaching, could she be better?
Probably, but you don't get all the coaching from that first. And then she was bad-mouthing everybody.
Oh, it was great.
She was going, I thought this was a singing competition, not a mediocre competition. Like, I dominated.
She said, I think Katy Perry was jealous because she can't hit that note.
Yeah. And there were some big notes, and she was good. But it was just a little out of control.
So did she make it?
No.
Oh.
It's in her packing.
Oh, okay.
Hit the road, Jack.
Maybe next year.
I didn't meet her in top 24, I promise you. So.
What's your mentor notes be? Less runs?
That's always been my notes. People that come in here too, stop doing the runs. You can do it once and we go, okay, they can sing. Otherwise, you're making yourself vulnerable for no reason. Because if you don't do a run well, we go, oh, they can't sing. If you do a run, we don't go, oh, wow, they're really good. We go, well, that was interesting. Sing the song. It doesn't really do much for us. Mm-hmm. The run is vanity for a singer. Not really anything for us. We don't hear a great run and go, wow, I'm really moved by that run.
It's true.
We just don't. As a singer, you don't think that's the case. You go, oh, if I can hit this, wow, I must have nailed that. Nah, not so much. How's your illness, by the way? You got a cough? I see you over there struggling not to cough. There
he goes.
Woohoo! I'm fine.
Got one of those lingerers?
Yeah. It just started tingling and I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no.
How is that going though? Are you better?
Yeah.
Just trying to shake the end of the cough?
Yeah, it's like, what do they call it? Residue?
Yeah, residual.
Residual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I get from my movie Band Slam.
Residuals.
And my appearances on Nashville, they send me like 18 cents a month for my big acting jobs. Mm-hmm. They spend more on postage in those residuals than they do paying me. It'd be posted 72 cents. You open it up, check for 19 cents. Then what do you do with the check? You don't drive it to the bank. It costs more in gas, take it to the bank than it does the actual check. That's what you have.
Yep, I have that.
19 cent residuals.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Last night, Tim McGraw is on stage and he's singing. He's over in Europe and he falls down to a knee. They're singing Humble and Kind and he goes down and the crowd's like, oh, look at Tim. He's really getting into the song. No, he's hurt. There.
Always stay humble and kind.
Because if I see Tim McGraw go down to a knee during this song, I think maybe he's praying.
Yeah. I get it.
So he goes down. They take him off stage. Faith Hill comes back out.
So, Tim is fine. We all been a little bit dehydrated, traveling so much. And he's been super dehydrated. And I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on stage.
Listen, what do I know about dehydration? Nothing, so I don't have anything to say.
You did do those IVs the other day.
Yeah, that's because a friend had a business.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like being dehydrated in Dublin or wherever they were.
Yeah, Ireland.
And traveling does make you extra dehydrated.
Yeah.
Long flights like that.
Don't you just drink a lot of water, though? Like, really, if you know that's the case, if that's really dehydration, don't you just drink a lot of water?
That's just the easy, immediate, like,
yes, that's my
to
thought,
give.
Too.
Yeah.
It's probably something happened. He could be sick, and they go, oh, he's dehydrated. Dehydration, to me, the Lindsay Lohan answer.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why is she in the hospital? Oh, dehydration. Now, I don't know what... Listen, he could have been sick. That's what I would have said, too. Instead of diarrhea, I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, because nobody wants to say diarrhea.
Yeah, nobody wants to say
it. No.
I pooped my pants on stage.
No, of course. No one wants to hear that either.
Yes. Maybe that's what happened. So he fell to his knees and he was like,
oh, don't want me to see this.
I'm just going to stay right here.
That's what I think. I just think dehydration is the universal for anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really wonder what happened.
Yeah.
So then Tim, Faith comes back out. If I were the crowd and she comes out and starts singing a hymnal, I would think he died. That's what I would think. Like, why are we singing religious songs right now? Like, I know the song, sang it in church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is that part of the original?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because she comes out and goes, you like gospel music, right?
Oh.
And they're like, yeah. And maybe she was so thrown off and she was on tilt by the whole situation that she goes, let me just sing something I'm comfortable with right now. Because that whole show.
Is them.
From knowing Tim and Faith, they rehearsed. Every little instance of that show is choreographed. So all of a sudden it's go do the show and none of the choreograph is there for you. Hmm. And maybe that's her comfort zone. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I hope he's okay. I liked him. But all I says in green. If someone comes out and starts singing this, though, I'm going, uh-oh, is it worse than I thought? So it doesn't seem that it is right now. Faith can sing though, man. It'd be like if, let's say I go, oh, guys, I got to get off the air real quick. My stomach's hurting real bad. And then all of a sudden.
We played Amazing Grace afterwards.
Yeah, it's Amazing Grace.
Or it's Bagpipes version.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Yeah.
You know?
I see what you're saying.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Anything like that. Yeah. What a Wonderful World.
Everybody Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't
goodness.
Come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's like just us playing sad songs.
Everybody be like, what is happening? Yeah.
That's why I hear that. I go, huh.
Okay.
Hope he's okay. Dustin Lynch was presenting last night at our iHeartRadio Music Awards. And I saw him. I was like, what is he wearing? Do you see his jacket?
Yes.
Look like something my grandma will wear. I like Dustin a lot. I would consider Dustin a buddy. And I saw him last night. And I was like, Meemaw, what are you getting? He took his hat off. You know, he's not wearing a hat all the time now, which I think is the right move. But you should look at the picture of him on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm a slave to fashion myself at times where I wear things that people go, what are you wearing? So I feel like I have all the right to go, what are you wearing, dude?
Sure.
That jacket.
At first, I thought it was a dragon on there, but then I zoomed in. It's a moon.
And some plants.
And some plants surrounding the moon.
Yeah, it was like that green stuff they put in the flowers with it.
Miracle-Gro?
No. You know that you buy flowers?
The filler.
Yeah, the filler.
Oh,
filler
stuff. What in the?
You see it?
Moss.
Yeah. Man. Lunchbox, and I wear some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah, that, I don't know what it is, but yeah, okay.
It looks like something my grandma would wear to bingo back when we were going to bingo.
Definitely looks like a lady's.
Poor Dustin.
Let me get my jacket, Bobby, and we'll go to the VFW for some bingo.
It's
okay,
silk.
Grandma, put it on. This is called the Dustin Lynch. Okay. That's, yeah.
Hmm.
I only make fun of him because I like him.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, good dude. Bad choice of outfit, but good dude. We'll put that up. Hey, Morgan number two, can you load that up on our Twitter?
Doesn't he have his own clothing line now?
Probably not that.
Put it on Twitter. Everybody be nice. Come on.
Yeah.
At Bobby Bones Show, if you want to see it. At Bobby Bones Show. We kid because we love, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
26 minutes until the big announcement. By the way, if you guys want to call in, I'll now accept calls where you can discuss with us what you think it'll be. Amy doesn't know. Eddie doesn't know.
Mm-mm.
I did hear that Eddie invited Lunchbox over for dinner.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we were just hanging out. What's up?
And the whole time you were trying to get the announcement out of him.
It probably came up a few times, but that's not why I took him to dinner.
A few times?
Hey, you know what? He did not spill anything. He didn't give me a hint.
Well, because he thinks I planted it with him to see if he'll lie.
I thought it was a test. Bobby said, hey, Eddie, I need you to take Lunchbox to dinner and get the secret from him. And if he tells, I know he can't be trusted. So, Eddie, the whole time, like, I committed a crime. So, man, what's going on? And he would rephrase the question, and it was so annoying.
So, do you like holding the secret or
no?
Not? So, okay.
Because you are no longer, hey, Lunchbox, how's it going? It's, hey, what's the secret? Hey, what's the secret? It's very stressful everywhere you go. Parents don't care about anything, but hey, what's the secret? Friends texting, hey, what's Bobby's big announcement? Okay, guys, how's my day going? Anything?
So you feel like you're now just a secret holder. You're not even Lunchbox anymore.
Yes, I don't even have an identity. I am the guy that knows Bobby's announcement.
Sorry I made you feel that way, man.
Well, I won't tell you any more secrets.
Yeah, though. It's rough being that guy, huh?
It's a lot of pressure.
So he doesn't like it that much. So the secret comes up in a little over 20 minutes. Okay. Not the secret, the announcement.
Well, it's sort of a secret.
Yeah. Women drivers are more dangerous than men.
Okay, do tell.
New figures show middle-aged mothers are a liability behind the wheel.
Shocking.
Jamie, I'm talking to you. You have two kids.
You're calling me a middle-aged mother?
Yeah.
You're 36 you with two kids, a 10 and a 7-year-old?
Mother. Yeah, middle-aged.
Okay.
You don't like that?
I thought I'd live till like 100.
Yeah. With the kids, that age just comes tumbling down.
You're telling me I've aged like 5 years and 3 months.
They found that nearly 500,000 road accidents a year are caused by women drivers either applying makeup or yelling at their kids behind the wheel.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Are they turning around to yell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
She's like, yeah, sometimes I do that.
Yeah, makeup.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean, yeah, you know, because you can't get ready at home. You got to get ready in the car because you're kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get
it. Gosh, and Amy was already a bad driver.
The worst.
Everything.
You know?
No. Y'all act like I have this crazy record.
Well, if we all listed the things we've hit.
They're tiny.
Okay. Yeah, but you have a lot of things that you've hit.
And they're not moving, and I'm always going less than 5 miles an hour.
Which, again, is even worse.
What? No. What would be worse is hitting another moving vehicle, or a person for that matter, driving really fast.
Well, according to this, because of the kids.
Yeah.
You know what does say something about men, too? Drive your kids around, men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you yelling without eye contact. They don't listen to you.
Amy's a new mom. If you're new to the show,
yeah.
Amy has two kids, 10 and 7, and she adopted them from Haiti, and they've been here about 3 months. And every time I see Amy now, she's a little more tired. Over 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm not, what?
Like this morning, she comes
in. So I don't look fresh?
Rarely.
Yeah, I haven't washed my hair in 5 days, but it's fine.
I mean, I'm even
past the point of dry shampoo at this point. I just put on a beanie.
Stephanie is on in Texas. Now, you may remember Stephanie from last week. Stephanie's the listener I actually told the big announcement to. Remember that? I got her on the phone,
yeah.
And I said, Stephanie, here's the secret. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing good besides all the robbery and constant contacting, trying to find out what the big reveal.
So people are coming to you going, what's the big reveal in the Bobby Bone Show?
Yes. And actually, when everyone heard me, and I was from Lumberton, Texas, which is a kind of, you know, we're kind of a small town. Every Stephanie was tagged in Lumberton to find out who the real Stephanie was that was on the show that morning.
Well, it's you, and you know, and in 20 minutes or so, you can let free and... You know,
absolutely.
No longer.
Absolutely. And I have kept my lips sealed.
I love Lunchbox. It.
Yeah.
That's why
good
I
job,
trusted. That's why we trusted you.
He said he didn't know if he could trust me. And guess what? He can trust me.
There it is.
She knows the pain of being the one that knows the secret because the announcement, everybody's stressing out, coming to you. Whew.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. I think Lunchbox was wrong about you because he said, don't tell her the secret. Felt good about it. I appreciate you keeping true to your word. 8 minutes till the big announcement. Clayton in Alabama. What's up, buddy?
What's up, bud?
What do you want to say?
I'm trying to guess that maybe you're getting married because you're really, really excited. And it seems like it's like a personal, like, big life-changing deal.
It's definitely a life-changing deal. Why would you think I'm getting married? I don't even have a girlfriend.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know if y'all stuck all your personal stuff up on the radio or if maybe you, you know, seeing somebody and not letting everybody know about it, I don't know.
No. I'm not. And it would be tough to do that for an extended period of time because I do include so much of my life in social media and on the air and everywhere.
That would be so shocking, though, right now. I'd be so shocked.
That would be a great announcement, like a good one.
Yeah, like that would be, that, I'd be like, what?
Well, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying that, that would be a tough one to pull off.
I can probably say he's wrong.
Okay.
That would be so tough.
Then Amy says,
oh, no. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Okay, I was just.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
that.
I
like
that,
your
yes.
thinking, though.
Me too.
Thank you, Clayton.
Man.
What?
Now my brain's going all kinds of places. Well, you're already married. You got a baby. You're adopting.
Whole life, we don't know.
I don't know.
We're 7 minutes away. But if you're new to the show, I have no kids. I'm not married.
Yet?
I've never been engaged. So that's one of the theories. Kathy in Maryland. Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to say?
I think you're going to be Kathy Lee's new host. I think you're replacing Hoda.
Oh, that's right, because Hoda went to earlier on the show and is still with Kathy Lee.
Wow.
Right, right? Am I right?
I think it's a good guess.
You're not going to tell her?
Right?
I mean, should I tell people if they're right or wrong at this point?
No, they got
like, we're so close.
We're that close.
I want to know. Yes, you have to tell me right now. Who am I telling?
6 minutes.
Pardon me?
6 minutes. The cat comes out of the bag.
I think that's it. Is that it?
I can't.
Amy, is that it?
I don't know.
Amy doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, ask Lunchbox.
Put on Lunchbox. I'm going to talk to Lunchbox.
I'm here. I can hear you. I'm here the whole time.
Is that it?
Is it what?
Is he going to replace Hoda?
You'll find out in about 5 minutes.
That's correct. Hello, you're on the air. Jackie in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hi. I think you're leaving hosting mornings because you said that you know, you're tired of doing mornings, it's not good on your body, you don't get any sleep, and you've been talking about it for a while, so I feel like you're done doing mornings.
That's true. And let me say this, that if it's not the reveal coming up, eventually it's going to be the reveal coming up.
Oh, I know, and that's going to make me depressed. So I feel like you told Lunchbox because he takes naps in the middle of the day, so he won't even mind not doing mornings anymore.
Oh, I gave him body time before warming up to it. Okay. It's a quality guess. In the next 5 minutes, that'll happen. Let me say this, too, about... Are you going to talk about Tim McGraw on The Skinny?
Yeah, I have options. You can... Well, I know we've talked about it a lot. I didn't want to... I don't want to exhaust it.
We haven't talked about it in an hour. But they say that Tim had...
Dehydration. Yes.
And I go... That kind of scares me a bit because I've never known anyone that said they had dehydration to really have dehydration. It's always been something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he's not sicker. Like he's got pneumonia or something. And then he's trying to power through these shows. Because I don't know what he has. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
And just calls it dehydration.
That's what I would call something.
That's what most celebrities have, exhaustion or dehydration.
My theory was that he just pooped his pants and he needed to leave.
and that's why he fell down a little bit.
And the flu's going around. Like... That was my theory. Just one man's theory. And there's a negative stigma on pooping your pants. There shouldn't be.
Why?
Because it's natural. I did it once myself. I couldn't get out of.
That's why you're defending.
I'm going to tell you something. It's probably 5 years ago, and I was on my way.
It was longer than that. It was.
It feels like yesterday.
I know, but I will tell you, it was probably about 7 years ago because I remember the day you came on air and told us, and I was like, what?
I couldn't get to a bathroom, and it was a Sunday at about 9:30 a.m. and everything was closed until 10. And so I had to make the decision. I'm going to turn my car around and I'm going to drive back home. I was all the way in North Austin. I got to go back home. Pulled over at a gas station, boarded up. Tried to get off an exit. Exit was blocked. I go, well, I've now committed to driving home. And then there was a time. Sometimes when people, they say they jump off a bridge or a building and they're just at peace with themselves. There was a time in my car ride back to my house where I just accepted. I just accepted who I was as a human.
Yes.
I said, you know, I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just used the bathroom myself because I couldn't hold it anymore.
Jumping off a bridge.
Yeah. Where you just go, okay, this is it. And you have that beauty in your heart. And I had that and I went, well, mm-hmm. I feel complete. And then I went to the bathroom and it was awful. And I never wish it upon my worst enemy.
But also amazing.
But for a brief second, I had a little clarity of who I was.
And then you came out all right.
Then I came out on the other side.
That's okay.
That's true.
Oh, my laugh is so gross right now.
Because of your cough?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, skinny, eh? Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Charlie Worsham. He got engaged over the weekend to his girlfriend, and he shared the news on Instagram saying, "The good Lord has blessed me so much in this life, but never more than when he put this amazing woman in it. She's made every day sweeter." And he posted a really cute picture of them.
Yeah, I saw the picture on Instagram, and so I texted Charlie.
Name drop!
Yeah.
And I said, "Hey, dude," because Charlie and I went to lunch a few weeks ago. And I was like, "Hey, dude, congratulations on that." He was telling me how much he was, you know, in love with this girl. And he was like, "We are over the moon." And he said that, like, off Instagram. So I believe him. He's over the moon, man. Good for him. That's really one of the good dudes around country music, Charlie Worsham. What else?
Congrats to all the winners at our iHeartRadio Music Awards last night. Sam Hunt, Thomas Rhett, and Luke Combs. They all won at the show. So it was good, strong country representing right there. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on.
Ready for a big announcement?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Eddie's got a camera right in my face.
Been waiting for this.
Eddie, our video producer, has got a camera right on me. I mean, a lot of people are here. Hey, Justin in Georgia.
Hey, man. What's going on?
You know, I had this announcement. I'm going to release it just a second. I'm going to let the balloons fly. But what do you think it is?
It's your book.
No, no, no. It is not. I think later this week I get to release the cover of my book. But I wouldn't tease you guys about something that I've already been talking about.
So
my book doesn't come out until June. It's my second book, but that's not what this is.
Okay.
But I appreciate that. That's not it. Hey, Brandy in Alaska.
Hey.
What do you think?
I think that you're changing your format, and it's not going to be just country. You're going to bring in other genres. Because you've been talking about it and how you feel about the format for a while. And I've noticed lately you guys have been talking more about other types of music as well.
Interesting. No, I don't think we'll ever leave country music. I think country music's changing. I did a whole podcast yesterday where I talked about people that are wanting this traditional country, and they're like, "Man, it's just not the same." Yeah, it is. It's called Americana now. It's the same. They've just changed the name a bit. But there's that there if you're looking for it. Thank you very much. Let's do Brian in Missouri. Brian, I got this big announcement just seconds away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that you are finally going to announce that you are running for governor of your home state, Arkansas.
Wow.
How would you?
Is that what it is?
Wait.
Oh my gosh! I can see in your face. I can see in your face. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Wait.
I see it in your face.
Wait.
Is that what you're doing?
Wait.
Because we gotta start making plans.
Wait.
Amy, let him speak.
Yes.
Wait. What's his name?
I just want to say this. This is Brian.
Brian. Okay.
I want to say this. I grew up in a very small town called Mountain Pine, Arkansas. Population 700. And there's what?
Go talk. I don't want Brian to get mad at me.
And for me, I do a lot in my hometown now, and I feel that I can do a lot more for the state of Arkansas. But that's not the answer. Yeah, that's not it. No.
Okay.
One day, though, I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas.
Okay. Brian had me convinced.
What do you think it is, Amy? Take your shot at it.
Well, I was thinking, I know that we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary here.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe you had a new deal, you signed a new contract for another 5 years or 10.
Oh, wow.
Or one. I don't know.
Nothing
job
like that.
Security.
Oh. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Because I had a similar guess like that, but mine was the opposite. The show was over. Like, this is it. Today is our last show. That's what I'm thinking.
I signed a contract without y'all. Goodbye.
Okay, good.
Not really.
Okay.
Woo! Morgan, number two, what do you think? We had the big announcement in just seconds. Go ahead.
I have a feeling that you're moving somewhere. I don't know where, but I have a feeling you're moving cities.
What? Cities?
Wow, that'd be crazy.
So, well, Amy, don't be totally blown away by that. You lived in North Carolina while we did the show for many years, so that would not be impossible to do.
Yeah, but my husband was in the Air Force, and that was special circumstances, and you're not leaving us, are you? Are you moving?
You joining the Air Force?
You moving to L.A.?
You joining the Air Force?
Are you going to be all you can be in the Army?
That's not right.
Okay. No. Shoot. Okay, no. So no New York or L.A.
No, not permanently, nothing like that. Not to say that in the future I won't be spending more time there, but that's not really what this is.
Okay, is it time?
Anybody want to take any other guesses? Raymond? You already know it?
You and Lindsay L. are getting back together?
That is not it.
Good one, Ray.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I got
that
awkward.
Okay.
What's wrong with them?
Friends of the Bobby Bones Show. B-teamers. Loyal beyond belief. Some of you have been with us for double-digit years. And I don't know why. I appreciate your loyalty so much. And there are only a few times in the history of this show that an announcement this big has been made. And it has changed the course of the show. And today's one of those days. So just let me say before this happens, and you can be happy or sad, that I just appreciate you for listening. You've given a kid from a tiny town in Arkansas that didn't have a lot of privilege, the privilege of being here every single morning. And so for that, I appreciate you. With that being said.
Okay, come on.
Come on.
Stop, go.
With that being said, I did say last week that I have an announcement. And yes. Then I did say that some people won't be happy with me.
Yes.
So my announcement is that Lunchbox has an announcement.
I'm having a baby!
Oh,
yes!
Shut up! Oh my gosh! Shut up!
No baby! All right, Lunchbox!
He's crying! Look
yeah,
at him.
Dude!
Look at this guy! He's finally having a baby!
Yeah, man!
He finally gets to tell everyone! He's got real emotion in his face right now.
I'm having a baby.
He's having a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, man.
I'm so excited.
How long have you guys been trying?
For a year and a half.
And when did you find out?
A couple weeks after Christmas.
How hard has it been to sit and not tell anybody?
Really hard. It's been difficult because my wife wanted to make sure we went to 2 appointments before we told anybody. So everybody's like, oh, what's going on in your life? And you want to say, oh, well, but you can't say anything. And, oh, how's it going? How's your wife? Well, I want to say, oh, she's tired. She's been taking naps because she's pregnant, but you can't say it.
What do you feel right now?
Joy. Whew! Excitement, fear, all of it.
Yeah,
this
dude.
Is so,
I'm so
crazy.
Happy for you right
yes,
now, man.
Lunchbox, this is so exciting.
So, yeah, I'm just super pumped. So excited for us and just. Whew!
And why I said people wouldn't be excited for me is because they'd be excited for Lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. I get it now.
I get it now. You trickery
totally
with your words.
I get it.
I told my wife I wasn't going to cry.
You lied.
I know.
I mean,
how
this
did you guys find out?
Huge.
She just knew. She, I guess, missed her time. And so she didn't tell me. She took 3 pregnancy tests. And then just one night she gave me a card and it had a thing about life is a journey and you learn as you go, blah, 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 different steps. And I opened it up and it had a picture of the 3 pregnancy tests and said, oh, I'm going to be a dad.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
You guys have a history of playing really mean practical jokes on each other.
Yeah.
Did you think for a second she was messing with you?
No, I thought, I the first thing I thought is like, how did she find a photo of 3 pregnancy tests? I literally asked her, how did you buy a, I thought it was a postcard. And she goes, idiot, I took a picture of the pregnancy test, took it to Walgreens, and had them develop it. And I was like, oh, that's the actual picture. So
she wasn't even telling you she was taking them.
No, I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Look at you. And so when's the baby due?
August 29th.
Today's March 12th. March, April, that's May, soon. June, yeah. July. August. Dang, 5 months away?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, 6 months.
Wait.
Yeah.
April, May, so June,
they,
July.
They waited August. The standard.
It's all, yeah.
Half.
Yeah, it's yeah. A little
and
less than six.
We passed the first trimester.
A week and a half ago, I got to hear the heartbeat.
How in the world do you keep that? I mean, I knew. But how do
yeah.
you keep
well,
that?
How long have you known?
Don't worry about what we know. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. So, what was that like, going to listen to the heartbeat?
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, they just put it on her stomach, and you hear the... And they're like, oh, that's not her, the heartbeat. That's your wife's noises. And then she moves it over here. And, oh, that's the heartbeat. Whoa. Like, I'm responsible for that.
Has your life changed in your mind already completely?
Yeah.
Like, get... Different person.
Yeah. I mean, I have to start getting baby stuff and learning how to change a diaper and feed and all that and clean out my car so the baby has room to fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thinking.
Clean out my car.
Yeah.
it's a real concern. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were reading last night about, like, it's the size of an apple right now and it reacts to light. So if you put a flashlight up to... or shine a light on my wife's belly, the baby will shy away from the light and can, like, move his fingers and toes and just weird.
Dang.
So is that a you just saying his fingers and toes because you're hopeful it's a boy? Or?
Oh, I say he or she.
Good catch,
wait,
Amy.
Good catch.
Well, he was saying it, and then he said his fingers and toes. So I'm sure you're hopeful for a
positive thinking
right,
there.
I know.
When do you find out what it is?
When it's born.
So y'all are waiting.
Wow, yep. Dude.
Okay. So are you...
You're going to wait till it comes out?
That's crazy. Yep.
So is everything going to stay pretty... neutral or
yeah, just neutral.
You want yellow stuff or what?
Yeah,
gray. I mean, a kid can wear whatever. It doesn't have to be any certain color, whatever.
Do you still feel like you've said 1,000 times you only want a boy?
Positive thinking, hope it's a boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited, but let's get a boy.
Well, yeah. Well,
oh my gosh, wow. We have all literally grown up together because it's crazy that Lunchbox is going to be a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is about to get interesting, boys.
Yeah.
Real interesting.
Times have changed.
Those that are new to the show, Lunchbox at one point was just bar hopping.
He would come straight to work
from the bar. And tell us he's never changing. He's mm-hmm. never. He hid his wife from us for months. He was like, okay, I got a girl I like and we're getting married. Wait, what?
He'd been with her for like 6 years.
Yeah. So, congratulations, my friend.
Wow. That's really, 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 really mind blown. I wasn't expecting that at all. And we're super happy for you, Lunchbox. Like, I can't stop smiling.
Thank you.
And I love seeing, Bobby, now you're.
Come on.
I don't even have a girlfriend. What do you want from me?
No, I wasn't saying that.
Hey, let's go. That's what we want from you. Let's get to it.
Listen, step one.
You're now going to be surrounded by kids.
Step two.
Step
date.
Two. Get someone to like me on Bumble. Step three. They show up. There aren't many steps before anything happens with me.
Okay.
But Amy's got 2 kids now. She's adopted 2 kids from Haiti. They're 10 and 7. Lunchbox about to have a baby. Eddie had another kid a couple years ago.
No.
He did. Amy and I were there.
She said a couple years ago.
Oh, I thought you said a couple months ago. I'm like, what?
No.
You've got 2 kids.
Everybody's growing up.
Yeah.
Except for old Peter Pan here.
Stays young. Stays the same age over there.
Stays the same age. That's the thing about being Peter Pan. Everybody else has kids. I stay the same age.
Lunchbox, get over here,
dude. Yeah, buddy. Hey, look at this guy. Hey, you want one? You want a celebratory one?
Yeah, buddy.
There we go. Here we go.
All I do is win, win, win. No matter what.
The whole room's a little shaken up. Lunchbox just announced he's about to have a baby. And so Jennifer in Tallahassee's on. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you, Bobby?
We're really good. I'm glad that the secret's out and it was Lunchbox's secret. But yeah, he's having a baby. What do you think about that?
It is so great. Lunchbox, congratulations to you and your wife. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Awesome news.
He is too. I'm going to say this, Jennifer. that he did not want to be emotional on air. I could tell. And it caused him to be overly emotional, because when you hold that crap back, it's like a dam and the water is just going. You build that dam bit higher and higher. When it finally does fall, boom!
It came out.
And he was trying. But I'm glad for Lunchbox to be emotional. It's like when he tries to not talk about the charity work that he does. It's like, dude, talk about the stuff. Be emotional. You right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. It was incredible, Lunchbox. Congratulations. Everybody's so excited for you guys.
Thank you, Jennifer. Have a nice day. This Lunch, you got a lot of people wanting to say hi to you. Anything you want to say, Lunch, after that?
Whew, I didn't want to cry. That was rough.
wasn't it awesome, though?
That's good. It's good to tell people.
He's going again.
Dude, it's okay to cry. Yeah. Don't run away. How you feeling right now?
Excited.
I wonder, is it a feeling that you never thought could even exist?
I don't know if that's it. I don't know. It's just, it's a crazy feeling.
They just brought you a humongous roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
That should last about 5 minutes.
You want to take another call? Or you will wrap it up and not be too emotional right now.
That's good.
Kale.
Yes, sir.
What up, buddy?
What's going on, man? First of all, congratulations, Lunchbox, man. I just wanted to tell you, it's so emotional, man. It's okay to cry, dude. Because I'm a first-time dad now, too. I just found out, same time you did, that I'm going to have a baby, too. Around the same time that you found out, man, congratulations, dude. Just let them go, man.
Thanks, man.
No problem, man. I'm the same way you were. I got to act hard and everything. I got to be tough. But, dude, come on, man. Man, we cry.
And congrats to you.
Yeah, man. Too, man.
Let me ask you this question. Is this the new sensitive Lunchbox? It's not going to happen every day on the air.
No,
open the door here.
Yeah, now we see, like, this might be the most emotion we've seen from him.
Usually he makes fun of me if I ever get emotional, or Amy if she gets emotional. Now that the shoe's on the other foot, how do you feel?
But you cry at commercials, different.
My point is, being emotional, if you do choose to do it, is okay. We're not making fun of you.
I understand.
We're encouraging you.
Yeah, you're encouraging me so you can make fun of me down the line.
No, we're not going to make fun of you. Okay. We'll move on for now, but...
Man.
Lunchbox having a baby. Man. Well, I don't know where we go after the big news that Lunchbox is having a baby. For those that are new to the show, this guy was a wild man for years. And said he would never get married, said he'd never have a baby, said... And then all of a sudden he goes, I think I want to have a baby. And they struggled for a bit, and now he announces having a baby. Huh. Let me talk about that Paris Jackson story. So you know who Paris Jackson is, Michael Jackson's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Now she's pretty famous. I don't even know what she does. I know she's an actress now, too, a bit. I think she's a socialite. But mostly she's Michael Jackson's daughter.
Right.
And she's upset, and this story just stays in the news because people are editing her skin tone. She sent out a tweet asking some fans... and even some publications, stop editing my skin tone. Don't make me darker. Don't make me lighter. I am who I am. I would just like to say, it's Bobby here. Please edit everything about me. Any magazine that's putting me in, feel free to throw a tan on there. You know, throw some muscles on.
Because maybe you didn't have time for a spray tan.
Yeah.
You edit yourself.
I'm the opposite of Paris Jackson. I'll take all the help I can get. So you can lighten me, darken me, cut my hair. You know, I'm basically Mr. Potato Head. Do whatever you want to me. I'm good with that. But yeah, she's requesting that people stop doing that to her. She just made her acting debut in a movie called Gringo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen a movie in forever. Your husband took your kids to see Black Panther?
Yeah.
How would that go?
Pretty good. We debated if they should go or not because it's PG-13.
And they're 10 and 7.
10 and 7, yeah. So, but I read the... parent reviews and like what was making it PG-13, and we just made the call that it was probably okay, and if he felt that there was anything inappropriate, he would just kind of distract our 7-year-old for a second, like, oh hey, what's that over there? But he said it was fine. He wasn't worried about it. But it was a little long for a 7-year-old.
It's a little long for me.
Yeah.
I'm 37 years old. I love the movie, but it was long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They like it?
Yeah, they did. They thought it was like super cool. And like you said too, having a black superhero, I mean, it was something we talked about at dinner, and they really enjoyed it. They're into it. They love all the superhero movies. So now we've added Black Panther to the list.
To be able to watch at home?
Yeah, they already wanted to watch it at home when they got home. They're like, okay, again, Black Panther. We're like, that's at the theater. We can't get it on the TV yet. They're like, no, it's out. We just saw it. We're like, okay, okay.
How's their English coming?
So good. It's really communication now. And I was even thinking that I was talking to my son about something. And really, if he doesn't know what I'm saying, he'll look at me and just tell me, I don't know what you're saying. So then I just have to find a different way to say it or show him or do whatever. And we're really progressing in the right direction, and it feels amazing.
Is his English getting better? Not just understanding, but saying?
Yes. He's able to communicate with me. And I love after they've been at school all day working on it and talking with their friends and their teacher, sometimes they are the most talkative after that. And it feels really good.
That's what I used to do on Rosetta Stone. I used to take it and
after
come.
A quick lesson.
Yeah, I call Eddie and be like, hola.
Yeah. I'd be like, get to more practicing, man. Call me back later.
We'd be on the back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the headset.
Call of Duty.
Well, no. Well, I guess there are a lot of I'm a Dork stories. And now that we're just throwing them out like that.
Oh,
holy cow.
Oh, you're not talking about that one.
No.
She used to be obsessed with that headset.
Yeah, well, first of all, I would put.
It was fun. Don't hate.
It was fun. Oh, Eddie and I would sit at the house when we put on these headsets. His house and my house, mm-hmm. respectively.
Get Cheetos, Mountain Dew.
And then we would play Call of Duty against each other. But then I started playing with kids, like, too. And these kids would start saying the most vulgar things to me.
Oh, worse than what we would ever say.
Worse
ever.
Than I could even think of.
Yeah.
Like a 9-year-old be like, hey, beep, beep, beep. I'd be like, whoa. Yeah.
And then you hear their mom in the background go, hey, take the trash out. And then they'd hang up.
And they would say things that were so bad that I felt like I was going to jail because they said in my ear. I'd be like, what, Chris Hansen's about to walk in here.
Oh, my goodness.
9-year-old talking.
It's terrible. It's a terrible world in there.
But I would take this Rosetta Stone to learn Spanish, and we would go out and play golf. And I was the only white guy in my group, like my friendship group. And so I would try to throw my Spanish out there randomly, see if it'd fly.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't. They'd just look at me like.
Like while you're playing golf, you're like, somebody get the boleta.
Yeah, I'd be Ooh. Like,
here's one, bueno shot.
Yeah.
Ooh, muy bueno.
That swing, muy bueno.
It never really worked. Everybody looked at me like, what are
aquí,
you doing?
Aquí, aquí.
Arriba, arriba.
Eddie, I never did that.
Not how you did it, you didn't.
No, stop it. Did you see Paris Hilton last night on the iHeartRadio Music Awards?
I did.
Didn't she look exactly the same as 10 years ago?
Exactly. Maybe even longer. Whenever she was super famous in the height of her career before, when she was Paris and Kim Kardashian wasn't even who she was, yeah, she looks the same. I'm like, what? Where? I mean, she's sort of been in high, like, she's not in the news as much as she used to be, so I had no idea, but she hasn't aged a bit.
None.
Zero.
And she had that little dog with her?
Yeah.
Because I think she was presenting the pet award to Ariana Grande.
Celebrity pet. Yeah.
I do have to give it to our own company. Because they had some interesting awards last night that are better than lighting director. You know, sometimes they put those awards on that really nobody cares about. I do like it when they do best pet.
Oh, it was so cute. And they had all the nominees and videos of their pets. And then Ariana Grande's dog won. And they had this highlight reel of her dog, like, winning. It was actually really cute.
Yeah. No, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I watched Ed Sheeran perform. They had him out on the street performing. And then nobody's phone was out. And I tweeted that. I said, don't these people know this is the perfect time to ruin a great moment with your cell phone?
And they didn't.
There was nobody with a cell phone out while he was performing. So it was a good show. Eminem came out and performed.
That's good.
And Eminem doesn't do many TV performances.
I know. I was shocked. I go, was he really there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And his hair's all dark, too. Mm-hmm. He's like evil Eminem now, or I don't even know what he's doing now.
All these evil versions coming out.
Yeah, I don't know. But he goes and he's talking to DJ Khaled at the end, because DJ Khaled's waiting for an interview, because DJ Khaled hosted the show. And Eminem walks off, has no just desire to be interviewed. And DJ Khaled's like, and another one. How do you feel? And another one about the name. Was like,
ugh.
Yeah, I was just glad to perform. Yeah. He's like, all right, you're my hero. And Eminem walked off. And I was like, I have a friend that did a late night show with Eminem and said Eminem was like a huge jerk.
He said, really?
Yeah, but he said it's exactly what Eminem says he is. All you can ever ask from anyone is consistency.
Even if they're a jerk.
Yeah, if someone says, hey, I'm not that pleasant to be around, believe them. And Eminem never says, hey, I'm Mr. Life of the Party. He's like, actually, I'm pretty rotten to hang around. And he said, yeah, he went and he said he shook his hand and said hello, but he wasn't, you know, Mr. Life of the Party.
Hmm.
Also said he was way smaller than he thought. Because Eminem's, I guess, a little guy.
Oh.
What's Eminem's height?
Oh.
You had to guess. Lunchbox. I'll look it up.
Oh, so he's like Ray.
Small, taller than Ray. Our audio producer is 5'6".
I know.
Hey,
I
mean, Raymond, I heard your gym member, your gym endorsement didn't go through.
Yeah, we've stalled a little bit. They said it was going to be the first of the year, and we're already into March, and I still don't have anything with the gym endorsement stuff.
Our audio producer, Raymond, who sits in a glass room, you consider yourself a recreational bodybuilder?
Oh, yeah. I've been lifting for years now, and I'll take supplements. I said it'd be perfect. I can endorse a supplement or a gym, whichever route you guys want to go. They did some stuff with sales. Nothing. It amounts to nothing.
Did they do a PowerPoint or anything about you?
Everything. They showed it to me. It looked really nice and sharp. And I was like, man, that's impressive. That's going to be a great sales pitch. And folks, we are 3 months in. No gym endorsement.
Well, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, I'm like, I lift. Well, what else do I need to do? Do you guys want me to lose some weight? Do I need to be on steroids? What's the next step that I need to take?
Steroids?
Probably not steroids for an endorsement.
Do you have a gym that they're targeting?
No. I mean, there's definitely 5 gyms around town, so there's options.
There's more than 5. There's like 100 gyms around
yeah.
town.
Yeah, lots.
But he's hanging his head a little this morning because his gym endorsement opportunity hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Shoulders are looking good.
Yeah, they're good, dude.
The biceps too, dude.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You worry about the end of the world or no?
No.
I do. I think about it a lot.
Why?
I'm fascinated with these TV shows where Walking Dead, not about zombies, but what you would do.
Surviving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead's not really about zombies. It's about the world ending and the relationships that happen because of what's happening.
And what are you willing to do to stay alive?
Yeah. And I think I'd be awesome if the world ended. I'd be one of the survivors.
Yeah, I'd want to be in your bunker.
So, Costco is selling a $6,000 doomsday meal kit.
Oh.
$6,000?
Oh my goodness, huh. People are going to buy that.
It features 36,000 servings of food that can feed a family of 4 for a year.
Wow!
The meal kit offers roughly 2,000 calories a day per person, shelf life of 25 years. Lunchbox, this is the kind of stuff you have to think about now that you're having a baby.
Yeah, I understand that, but where would you store that? For 25 years
in your bunker
shelter,
yeah. In your safe room, in your underground getaway.
Costco further sweetens the deal by including shipping and handling, delivering one 1,800 pound package. They say it's packaged discreetly for privacy and shipping. Pay no attention to the pallet of black tarp food in front of your house. But yeah, $6,000 to get your doomsday kit.
Would you? If you got obsessed.
I think, full transparency. Back in the day, I had a whole closet loaded up for the bird flu. I bought water, canned goods. I probably spent $400 on just food because the bird flu was going to happen for sure. And so I was set up for it. And I just knew that everybody was going to regret not being ready for the bird flu. And it didn't come, but you know who was ready? Me. And then I donated all the food. So yeah, I think if money was a little less of an object, I would buy that. But you need a place to store it, you know?
Yeah.
The spare room in my house is a studio I use for the Bobbycast. I don't have anywhere to put it.
It's not a bunker?
No, I don't have a bunker to put it. So, yeah. I also saw this story about Carson Daly talking about his anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Love, the basketball player, was talking about it too. And so, here's Carson Daly.
You feel like you're dying. In fact, I went to the hospital, and the first thing you put it on, I got leads on my chest. I'm like, my heart's going to stop. I'm going to have a heart attack. And of course, what happens is you're perfectly fine.
Carson Daly shared his struggles with anxiety on Friday's Today Show. And I like that he's doing it, because until I heard people talk about it, I didn't really understand, and I don't have it to his level, but if I'm on anxiety medication even now. But what I do is, what it feels like to me, is if, imagine you go and you have to do a presentation at work or public speaking or something like that when you get super nervous. That will happen to me, and there's no reason for it to happen to me. There's nothing to be nervous about. I'll just be sitting there at 3 o'clock and all of a sudden my heart is just pounding through my neck. And you go, well, I can't really do anything right. It never happens whenever it's time to do something performance-based. Because I think that's where I'm kind of most comfortable, is in front of a microphone, mm-hmm. on stage yeah. doing mm-hmm. comedy, playing music. But it's 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, and it's just like, and you just, there's nothing you can do. But I've never really heard anyone talk about it like that until the last couple of years, more people have been talking about what it is. And I always thought, anxiety, you just, what, are you a little stressed? But yeah, physically, I think there's something that I do that create, I don't know. I don't know the science of it, but there's something that I'm doing in my brain that makes my body react that way. But when he talks about not being able to move, man, I feel the same way. Like, it is just, my neck feels like someone's punching me from inside of my neck.
Wow.
Whenever it happens. And unless it happens to you, you don't quite understand it. And so I never understood it. But it's nice for even me to hear people talk about that they deal with this too. So, and I get on medication. Here's the cycle for me. I get on medication. I get to where I feel like I'm addicted to the medication. I get off the medication. I get super anxious again. So I get on the medication. And it's how the cycle goes.
Yeah.
For 3 years now. I go, well, can't take the medication anymore. I'm starting to be an addict. So I stop taking it.
But you're not an addict, but is it you?
Oh, I'm so predisposed to it.
Thinking that you're
sure.
getting addicted, that's, so you're...
I mean, my mom died of addiction. You know, my biological father. Everyone's been an addict. People have died from it. So I know that genetically I have it in me. So I go, whoop, I'm addicted. Got to get off of it. So I get off. I have the withdrawals. And then I get anxiety again. And then I go, well, got to take it again. It never ends. I need to go to this treatment place where it's like a... therapy? What's it called?
Intense therapy.
Intense therapy? What's it called?
Where it is?
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, now I can't. Why am I drawing a blank now?
I have some friends that have been, and you just go and, I don't know. I'm willing to try anything at this point. But yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know. But I mean, that you would go probably for like 7 days.
No, I'm not through. Doing 7 days. I can't do that.
Okay, fine. Three.
Three, because they keep you off Twitter. There's no way I'm getting off Twitter for 7 days.
On site.
On site.
That's what it's called. Sorry, it went out of my head. But yeah, on site. I mean, they will dig deep into your childhood. And my husband and I have been, I hope you're okay if we talk about this, but you come up more and more with your stuff from your childhood, like your attachment.
You mean comparing it to your kids now?
Yes. So we're going through some attachment stuff where...
In what regard?
Well, when you're dealing with people that have experienced abandonment,
So Amy's adopted two kids. If you're new to the show, Amy's adopted two kids, and these are the issues you're dealing with now.
Yeah, and it's pretty textbook, but it's still hard, even though you can prepare yourself and you know that it's happening, but you try to offer someone who has been abandoned unconditional love, and they don't know how to receive it. And so they push back anybody that's who they push. If someone's trying to be that constant in their life and show them, hey, I love you, I'm here for you forever, then those are going to be the people that see the most resistance. And so it's hard for me as a mom to see, you know, them react certain ways to people that just pop in and out of their days, you know, and see so much emotion and reaction and happiness and love, or what I perceive to be love, from them. But then to me or my husband, it's not. And we're the ones working so hard to show them, we're not going to leave you. We're always going to be here for you. And then with you, and you have come over, and when we shared some of that with you, you were like, oh my gosh, that's me. And while you weren't an orphan, you experienced abandonment. I mean, your dad was never around. Your mom was there, but you had to be adopted by your grandma for a short time because your mom had addiction issues, which basically is your mom not being present, which is abandonment. And you push away. Well, some of us haven't tried to adopt you by any means.
Hey, I wish, Amy. I got a big garage back there.
But girlfriends and that have tried to show you that unconditional love and give you that, you have pushed it away and resisted, and you don't allow yourself to love. And so sometimes I'm looking at them like, this is Bobby. This is Bobby. This is Bobby. Then I see how you've turned into a functioning, successful adult, and I'm like, okay, they can do this. But emotionally, I want them to mature more than you have no offense. But you have a lot to work through, which brings you back to on-site. You could dig, you could tap into that stuff from your childhood and grow.
I hope. Woo! Yeah, listen. A lot. I remember sitting with Amy going, oh, let me tell you what they're feeling like right now a little bit. Because I don't know fully what, because your kids lived at an orphanage. I don't know what that's like. I said, but I can tell you that they don't trust anything around them. So they're going to push away because no one's ever, nothing's ever been there to trust.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to trust you. And you have to beat it into them. They're still not going to trust you. And when you go, I can't believe it's not happening, they're still not going to trust you. And that's always going to be the
battle.
Until
one day.
You hope.
Yeah.
You hope. But you
my friend sent me a passage from a book yesterday, actually, as some encouragement for, it may be a book I could get you. It's not just for kids. I mean, it's for adults, too, and our childhood and how it shapes who we are. And the stuff she sent me was so encouraging. And it just reminded me to just be consistent, be consistent, be consistent.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
And that's it's like breaking a horse almost.
It's a yeah, it's tough too. Just the consistency. It, my mom's birthday was last week on the 8th. I had a rough day. We were on the air that day. Her birthday and the day that she died is always tough in October. Those are two weird days to me. But yeah, it's a thing. But I have to get it fixed or not, or I'm just going to I'm never going to break the cycle. You can't do the same thing every day and expect different results. And so that's why I try not to do the same. So I got to figure something out. I don't think I wake up early in the morning all the time. Like, I literally don't think I can do this and wake up this early in the morning every day. Physically, it's not good for me.
Okay.
I have told our bosses that I can't do this anymore physically.
Which taps into like your emotional side too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wake up at 3 in the morning every day. I'm 37. I've been doing mornings since I was 22, 23, somewhere in that line. Like, I'm tired. Right now, I'm good. I'm tired, though, man. I can't do this at this pace in the morning. I can do the show 7 hours a day. I can do 9 hours a day of the show.
I love doing the show.
I love a lot. It's just the waking up part. If I could just wake up and roll right into work like a lot of other radio guys I know do, they just go right to work. I can't. I'm such a freaking control freak. I need to have everything done. I need to have it super prepared the night before. I need to wake up before. I need to prepare the morning.
So again, maybe if you go to on-site, you can work through some of your control freak issues.
Here's the thing. If I don't control it, I don't think it's going to be there for me.
Well, because stuff wasn't just handed to you.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Not to be a total downer here. Let's talk to somebody. Kate, North Carolina. What do you want to talk about? That's not what we're talking about now. Anything.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I actually am calling because my sister and I, we live in two different states, but we listen to your show every morning, and we always text and talk about it.
Thank you.
And we just bought tickets to your tour in South Carolina. She lives in Alabama, and I live in North Carolina, but we're meeting up in South Carolina in June.
Yeah, in Charleston or in which part of South Carolina?
It's Francis Marion Auditorium.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we used to live like 20, 30 minutes away from there. So we actually get to go back and meet up and watch it together.
In old Florence, South Carolina.
Yep. Exactly. But I just wanted to know, like, what can we expect? Because I've never been to a comedy tour before, so I'm pretty excited.
You brace yourself. Listen, let me advise you do some abs before you come for like a week, because it's going to be hurting. Your stomach's going to be hurting from laughing so hard. Listen, I'll make it quick. I go out on stage, I tell some jokes, I play some songs, I talk to the crowd, I tell some more jokes, and then we do some jokes. You know, I can't run too much of it. It'll be fun.
It'll be the opposite of that last little talking segment.
Yeah, that
segment
last segment we did. Imagine something completely different than that.
But it's a lot of the hurt and pain from that the jokes come from.
Yeah. So there's music, and I bring music up with me, and I can't say too much right now. We're building toward a special. You know what I mean?
We're good. As long as it's a good time for me and my sister, I'm super excited.
Oh, it'll be. Listen. You want a good time for you and your sister?
Hey, I mean, it's the new.
Hey. See, jokes like that. See? No. I can't wait to see you. Hopefully, I get to meet you. What? You like that?
1-800 Red Hoodie.
Thank you. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to get tickets and come out to a show. This Tim McGraw story is getting a lot of play, man. It keeps popping up. Now TMZ's got it.
What are they saying?
Well, it's just Tim McGraw passes out on stage, and everybody says he's okay. But if he's really okay, why do people keep reporting about it?
Hmm.
I hope he's okay. I haven't heard anything otherwise. So apparently Tim McGraw's on stage. He's singing Humble and Kind, and the audience is feeling it.
Always stay humble and kind.
And he goes down to a knee, and the crowd's like, yeah, you're getting into it, Tim. Except no, he then apparently passed out, and they had to carry him off the stage, and then Faith Hill had to come out.
So Tim is fine. We all been a little bit dehydrated, traveling so much, and he's been super dehydrated, and I apologize, but I made the decision that he cannot come back out on stage.
Yeah, so I hope everything's good. I don't know anything. A lot of times I do, and I won't say anything because someone will text me and go, hey.
Yeah, but you don't know?
Mm-mm. I know nothing. I just keep seeing it pop up, and now TMZ's got it up. And if anybody would know, TMZ would know. They pay people to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
But it's in Dublin. The show was in Dublin. Apparently they're over there, and they've done 3 shows in 3 days. But still then, you know what you're getting into. It's not like it's the only time they've been overseas and done 3 shows in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you're dehydrated, it's hard to get caught back up. Yeah, it takes a while.
I get those IV fluids.
Yeah.
And then everybody yells at me on Instagram. Holy crap. You see that Instagram post?
Which one? Yeah. Because I had no idea that was a thing, because I've done the IV stuff, but I didn't know there was an issue.
I didn't know either. And so...
I used to think it was like PETA was after you.
I know. We were in Denver, and I was hurting. The altitude had dried me out big time. And we were going to get on a flight, but we had 2 hours to kill. And so we know the guy that runs but they just put vitamins and liquid in you. Let me say it's like a gallon of water. And so we
go. So you're being proactive, so you don't end up like
people
Tim
were
here.
Ripping me on Instagram. I was just trying not to McGraw, you know?
Right.
It's like a new thing.
Yeah.
But don't McGraw.
All jokes aside, I hope he's okay. I don't know anything about it, but that's what happened. There's a story about a guy getting a Porsche, and he was so pumped. He gets his Porsche.
Oh, no.
He goes out and is doing 60 in a 25, and they impound it 10 minutes later.
Oh.
They pulled him over and said, sir, you're doing double the speed limit over, so we got to take your car in.
And he was just going 60.
But in a 25.
You know, I get that, but it's a Porsche.
Yeah. Like,
you want it to fly.
Got to let it loose.
Yeah, but you go somewhere where you can let it loose.
Yeah. Correct.
I get it.
Anyone listening ever buy a car and then wreck it within half an hour? Oof. If so, call us. Anytime I would buy a new car, I would go, oh, boy. Be so scared at the beginning. Talking about having a car and you wreck it as soon as you buy it. Hey, Gage in Kansas, what's up, buddy?
Hey, not much, man.
What happened to you?
Well, I bought a Ford Ranger from a guy south of Arc City here, and about 30 minutes later, it started storming real bad, and I couldn't see nothing, and I ran it right through a fence off the side of the highway.
Oh, no.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. How long ago was that?
I'd say about 6 months ago.
Oh, you can't even laugh about it yet.
Yeah, that still hurts.
And then turn around, I fixed up the front of it and then traded it in to buy a 2008 Ford F-150.
Yeah, but I'm sure some of the value was lost in that trade-in, right?
Yeah, they only gave me about $250 for it.
Oh, man, I hate to hear that, Gage. I appreciate you sharing that story, though. Holy cow. How about this, Brad in Louisiana?
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not too much. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling. Tell me your story.
All right. So I bought a brand new Z71 4x4 truck. I was still living in my parents' house. I was 27 years old, about to take it out the day after I bought it, shined it up, looking good. Pulled out of my parents' driveway, 3 houses down. They lived on a gravel road. I dropped some papers on the floor. Went over to get it, and I guess I pulled the steering wheel with me, ran it over into a culvert, busted up my tie rod, totally damaged the front of the truck 1 day after buying it.
Oh, man. Can you laugh about that yet? Is that a teaching moment?
Yeah, I laugh about it now, but it was the longest 3 houses down walk back to my parents' house to tell my dad what had happened.
Oh, I can only imagine. Ah, thank you for that call. Appreciate you. That kind of depresses me a bit, this whole topic.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it would happen to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that hasn't happened to me yet that I feel like will probably happen to me one day. I read a really encouraging story about Steve-O from Jackass. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's been sober 10 years.
Wow.
It got so bad with him, they had to check him into a facility. Like, Johnny Knoxville and those guys took him and forced him into one. and he's been sober 10 years, I think yesterday. And so I remember seeing him once staple a paper to his face. At a show.
In person?
Yes. Oh. Not on Jackass. I've seen him on Jackass. He went fishing once and put a hook all the way through his jaw, and it was the bait. And went swimming around with a hook in his face.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, I can't even do it.
But I saw him take papers and staple them to his face. Mm. And I just think he was so messed up he didn't feel that stuff.
Probably.
But yeah, he's been 10 years sober, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
Over to Amy now with the pile of stories. Let's go. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's National Napping Day, and it's a good day to take a nap because of daylight savings. So we're spring forward with the first day into it. This is the one that affects me.
Yeah, me too.
Fall back, not so much. Spring forward, yeah.
Fall back, I'm so rested.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, why are you in such a good mood? I'm like, fall back, man. Look at all the extra rest I got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's a little tougher.
Yeah, so go ahead and feel good about, you know, letting yourself indulge in a nap today because you're just participating in National Napping Day.
Lunchbox, you still going to take a nap today?
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the emotional things of today, I'm worn out. I'm exhausted.
Lunchbox announced he will be a dad. He's having a baby. And so it's quite the emotional morning here. So napping day.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one, too.
If you don't get a solid 2 hours, I'll be disappointed in you.
Oh, it's going to be 2 hours. I stayed up late last night. Everything, the anticipation of finally saying it and then it happening. It's.
Were you nervous to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Amy?
So crazy to see the side of him. Emotional and nervous. Okay, so LeBron James, he scores more points when certain celebrities show up to watch him play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, someone broke down the math. He scores the most when Diddy is in the crowd. So if they need to win, who's he play for?
Cleveland.
If Cleveland needs to win, mm-hmm. then Diddy needs to show up because he averages 32.7 points. If Beyonce and Jay-Z are sitting in front row, he gets 31 points. And then he also does well when Rihanna, Drake, and Jack Nicholson show up.
So that means he's... does well against the Lakers if it's Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then if Usher's there,
not so good.
Not so
doesn't
good.
Doesn't Usher own part of the team? Cleveland? Doesn't he own part of the team?
Maybe that's because he's nervous. Ooh. He's like, I got one of the owners here.
And Google that.
I'm Googling.
Fact check me. What else?
If you got a job interview this week, it's Monday, so maybe you're preparing for something exciting regarding that, ladies. Well, listen up. A new study said that women who wear less makeup to interviews are seen as stronger leaders.
Yeah.
So maybe don't pound our cake on the makeup.
I would see where you go, less makeup.
More confident.
More confident, more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's fair, but I could definitely see where that's a thing. Yeah. What else?
And lastly, millennials are sort of ditching social media and they're quitting because they feel like it's a waste of time and it's making them think negatively.
That's not true. I mean, who did that study? The Anti-Twitter Association? That's not true.
I know. I'm like, I see people on there all the time, even if it's negative. And I like seeing some of the positivity now on social media. Like, I'm seeing more and more of that, too. So instead of quitting, just be the positive.
There you go. Lunchbox?
Usher acquired part of the team in 2005.
The Cavaliers?
Yep.
There you go.
Wow.
And that's Amy's pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
I tell you, I was watching American Idol last night. It's pretty good. And I try to say it as... the reason I don't say it's really good is because I know I'm biased because I'm going to be on the show this
year.
But I thought it was pretty good. And Lunchbox is not biased at all.
No, I thought there was a lot... They showed good people because I thought I was going to miss the bad people. But it was actually enjoyable to see actual people that could sing and not waste my time with these goobers that are there just to be on TV.
So... one of the first girls up was a girl named Katie Turner, and she did an original.
Yes, this girl, she was like kooky, like all over the place, excited, and she was like, I spell my name with a C, and you spell your name with a K, and she was so pumped to be there.
Didn't you think she was going to do bad?
I was like, I thought they weren't going to show bad people, because she came in, I was like, she's going to be terrible.
Then.
People on the airwaves always preach who I should be, how to dress, how to talk, baby, how to breathe. Wicked artists use their limber fingers to paint pictures of what young girls are to aspire to be. I'm not alive if I'm not on illegal weed. I'm not in love without a man sitting next to me. Someone tell me if this is all an illusion or if I'm just a cog in the 21st century machine. It's the place to be.
So that was her writing an original song. You just didn't expect that from her because she was going all over the place. And this Maddie Pope performs. She's like a singer-songwritery.
Why are there so many
songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. And so we've been told, and some choose to believe it, but I know.
Pretty good, huh?
But yeah, I keep hearing them sing, and I know you can't say anything, but I'm like picturing you mentoring them.
Yep.
You don't know who I can't even say who I know.
I know.
Who I don't know.
I know.
Because
you
can. I can say this: some of the people there last night I've never seen before in my life.
Right. I know. And
they
I
didn't
know.
Make it to the top 24.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's, I'm still picturing you in my head, being like, you know, really like this about you.
I can say this: that I do not know Nico Bones. He was on last night.
Oh no.
No relation.
No relation. Never met him.
Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Just because I eat worms. Short, fat, hairy ones. Long, tall, skinny ones. See how the little ones squirm.
Hey, actually, it wasn't terrible.
Stop it. He was absolutely awful.
Bad.
It was so bad.
For what he does. I just know that you will know that I'm singing punk music. For that, it is what it is.
He was so funny when they were interviewing him. They were asking him questions about, oh, how you feeling? And he's like, I'm hungover, man. I'm hungover. And they asked him another one. He's like, ask me again. I forgot what you asked me. I'm not feeling good.
But I thought, for what that is, that's pretty Stop. Punky. I'm just here at my mama's basement. Like, that's all that
So
got.
You're much better right now than him.
Oh, well.
Than Nico Bones.
They cut him. This, we're talking about American Idol last night. This girl, Kobe.
Oh, boy.
Kobe from Denver.
That wasn't bad.
Well, it's the girl who was like, I am really good. And she kind of was good, but oh, dear God. Was it?
Okay.
Come
Katie's reaction. Yeah.
And they even said, hey, that's good, but not that's not a song. That's not a word. So it was, and then she got all, you know, huffy afterwards. I thought this was American Idol, not mediocre Idol. So it wasn't people that you felt weren't, what's the term I want to use here? No one was being taken advantage of by television.
Okay.
It was people who really knew what they were doing and did that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you could tell she has control.
Yeah, she could have had a better song choice and done fine.
Yeah, she could have sang the same song and eliminated about 40 O's.
Sorry, yeah. It wasn't the song, it was the runs.
This kid from Arkansas. I could play him, Noah Davis, who played the piano. Remember him, Lunch?
Yes.
He went to Arkansas Tech, he played the piano.
Not really sure how to feel about it. It's something in the way you move.
When he came in, I thought he was going to be... Once again, like he was all so happy to be there, and he was a farming kid, and I was like, oh, they're just being nice, putting him on TV. He got out of the big... It was the first time in the big city.
Yeah, first time in the big city. Anyway, so Idol, and then Idol's on tonight.
Hey.
What?
Did you... What? Just nod your head. Did you meet anybody that was on TV last night?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Huh. That's cool. That's a good question, Lunchbox.
Yeah, because Luke was on last night. Katy Perry was on.
See, you're tricking me. I hate it when you do that.
I can't. I just can't.
Eddie, that's a bad question.
I can't say anything about the show and the contestants. I don't want to get sued, but I would say it's on again tonight, and it's good.
And Lionel and Luke.
You know, Katie. Lionel Richie's 68 years old, I think.
Wow.
Dude, I know.
That's awesome.
He looks good, yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
The contestants, they go in there and they're...
You've said many things, but you can say something else.
I want to say something else. These contestants, they go in, some of them 15, 16 years old, and they're like, oh, Lionel, you've had such an influence on me as a singer. I'm like, do they tell them to say that?
I think no, they don't tell them to say anything. But I think sometimes if they know they're going into, they want to suck up to the judges, possibly. I wasn't there for that process. I've never been there in any Idol of this process. But I would think, too, that... Also, some music, we're in a digital world. If you know Lionel's going to be your judge, you probably listen
to it. So you listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ed Sheeran last night at the iHeartRadio Music Awards doing perfect on the street corner.
Baby,
and the whole crowd's with him. Out on the street corner. It was awesome.
You,
is cool.
Listening to our favorite song when I saw you.
It's a good night for TV. I watched the iHeartRadio Music Awards and watched Idol, and then I didn't watch any of the OJ stuff. I stayed away from that. All it's going to do is upset me if I did it.
Oh, is that what it's called? The title? If I did it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on. The Bobby Bones Show. Think about this, Amy, because you have two kids. Your 10-year-old's what grade?
Fifth.
Okay, so there's a high school. They conduct an active shooter drill with a cop firing real blanks.
Oh.
I know. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Or you don't want to hear it?
No, I mean, I want to hear what
they're
doing.
It's not real. This is not real.
Yeah, it's not real.
But they wanted them to hear what bullets really sound like.
The shooter is a middle-aged dark male wearing a Carhartt jacket. He is currently shooting at the people in the at the top of the ramp. The building is clear. The shooter has been neutralized. This drill is over.
So they do a whole drill and let them know exactly what it's going to be like. Someone's going to be trying to talk to them. They want to hear the bullets in the hallways so they don't think it's people dropping books. You
it's
know,
intense,
pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, I'm all about kids and faculty and everyone feeling as safe and being most like prepared as possible, but that's it.
I can say
it's just so, just a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you wonder, is it too much? Is it not enough?
Right.
There is no right answer.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Everyone feels like they know the answer. Like, the answer is for sure to give teachers guns, or the answer is for sure to not give teachers guns. There is no right. We don't know the right answer. So instead of fighting about it, why don't we figure it out and talk about it a little bit instead of going, here's the line, I demand it only be here. Because probably it's somewhere in the middle. Probably it's something that's not on each polar side. Everybody just has to be on such the right side or the left side or the north side or the south side. You know where things usually end up being? Somewhere in that little that middle spot of the X. But no one wants to go. That happened. And I grew up around guns. And handguns, they're not that loud. So I can see where we see on TV guns go boom! And someone shoots off, you know, a small pistol. It's not that loud. I don't know that I would think it was a gun. It's not a 12 gauge. It's not a muzzle loader.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like boom.
Yeah, those are booms.
So it's just, all of these guns are different, and maybe you just hear something going pat 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 pat. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, but it's a real gun, so it does give them at least perspective on the sounds.
The sound, yeah.
There's that. The helicopter crash in New York was bonkers.
Wow, man.
Super sad.
Crazy.
It's one of those tourist helicopters, and it crashed into the river. And I don't know how many people right now are alive still, but it said last night that 5 had died.
There were a total of 6 people on a helicopter, including the pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board will be conducting an investigation into the crash. The helicopter is owned by Liberty Helicopter Tours, and it was a private charter for a photo shoot.
So what it sounds like is they were using the helicopter to fly and take pictures of something, right? Is that what it sounds like to you guys?
Yeah.
And they had engine failure, and they went down into the water.
There was video of it.
Oh, the video of it was awful.
I didn't mean to watch it, but once it started, I did see it hit the water, and I turned it off. I don't like seeing that stuff, man. So I saw that last night. There's a lot of crazy news. The news I'm happy happened today is that Lunchbox announced he's having a baby.
Yeah.
The most positive.
Yes.
You have to listen back. I don't know what you're doing right now, but we've been on the air. 4 hours and 12 minutes already. And there's so much of the show that you probably don't hear. But you can listen to the whole show if you're at work. Go to iHeartRadio or go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whatever you call it now. Whatever they're calling it nowadays. So many names. And you can listen to the show. Download it for free. Bobby Bones Show. And we've done a lot today, including Lunchbox announcing in a very dramatic fashion. And not on purpose. He just couldn't hold in his emotions that he's going to be a dad. It's crazy.
It really was.
I don't steer you wrong when I tease these big announcements.
I mean, your words got me a little bit.
No, but I'm saying it was worth the
build up.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Of course.
The last 2 of them have been.
Yes.
And I haven't done that in a long time.
When you say you have a big announcement coming, it's going to be a big announcement.
Big announcement.
Okay.
Happy birthday to James Taylor, 70 years old today.
Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Love James Taylor. Love looking back at old James Taylor pictures when he had all the hair.
And the mustache?
because he looks like a rock and roll star, yeah. man. When he got bald, he kind of looked like your uncle who played fun songs.
Yeah.
But James...
Back in the day, though?
Yeah. I mean, James Taylor, though. Are you kidding me? Like,
how sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like honey to the bees now, baby. Ooh,
baby.
How sweet it is
70 years
to
old.
Be loved by you.
Come on now. Break it down.
I needed the shelter of someone's arm.
Take it, Amy.
There you were.
Oh, yeah, man, come on.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and emotion.
I mean, if you want it, take it home.
Please touch my emotion. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. I just want to stop. Stop. Thank you, baby.
Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
By you, by
it's
you.
So fine.
Yeah, jam. But
oh,
this is
oh,
isn't this the real jam?
This is the jam.
Like, James Taylor's fantastic, but this one's going. Let me think of all the good times. One. Yeah, what is it?
I've seen fire, I've seen rain.
There we go, lunch?
Yeah.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Didn't Garth sing this on our show, too?
Yes.
Oh, Garth he did. Yeah.
And wow, I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend.
Take it home, man.
Always thought that I'd see you again.
Nailed it.
Wow,
one
that was
more
beautiful.
Time. Thought, I'd,
more
see
thought I'd see you
one more time again.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, what a show, what a show. Lunchbox announced that he's having a baby today.
Wow.
I know.
Woo!
I think we need 24 hours to digest this fully,
uh-huh.
folks.
Big yes. time.
So, yeah, that was the big announcement today. Oh, LB, the one that we thought would never get anyone pregnant on purpose.
On purpose.
Is having a baby. Hey, Peggy.
Yes.
What's up?
I have cried. I have busted out in tears. Liam just got to see a side of Lunchbox that I just did not think was there. I'm so proud for him.
He was trying for it not to happen, and that made it happen even harder. You know what I mean? Like, he was like,
I do.
And then, boom, it popped. So, appreciate that. Appreciate
so
you.
Thankful.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. You want to hear all the festivities? Just go and listen to the whole show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Tuesday. Oh, huge announcement tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, great.
I'm just kidding. No more.
You can't do this to us every day.
But listen, I haven't been wrong about one.
No?
If I tell you it's going to be a big announcement, it's a big announcement. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Get your Bobby Bones on.